In our gospel today, we hear Jesus say, "I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day." Yet in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear how a severe persecution of the church has broken out after the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. People are scattered in fear. Men and women are being dragged out of their homes and handed over for imprisonment, which could mean torture and death. How did our early brothers and sisters in faith recover? How did they hold on to what is true in Christ, to stay connected as church, to hope that the persecution would end? The same way we do when we face a world of fear, violence, discord, doubt, and discouragement. By relying on Christ and on our unity with him in his body, the church, by the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, that gives us hope, encouragement, and consolation, and that helps us build a world of peace and justice when it has been torn and broken. We cannot do this on our own, but in Christ we are never on our own. God draws us together and inspires us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, just as in our ancestors in faith who we heard about in the Acts of the Apostles. Like them, through our baptism we are made a new creation through water and the Holy Spirit. Like them, through our participation in the Eucharist, we show the unity of God's people. And like them, we pray that through a fuller outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the whole human race may come into the unity of God's family. This past weekend, our parish showed these examples in our celebrations of baptisms, first communions, confirmations, a wedding, the young adult community on retreat for spiritual renewal and community building, with reconciliations on Saturday, and fellowship and consolation in masses and funerals, with our parish feeding the hungry, the homeless, and the poor, and with the Green Team presenting various ways to show our concerns for ourselves, each other, and future generations by incorporating environmental actions like adding solar panels, composting, education about the impact of our actions on the Chesapeake, and much more. All these individual experiences are not unrelated and are not disconnected. For we were baptized in Christ to keep God's commandments, loving the Lord and our neighbors as Christ has taught us. In all these actions, we act in Christ. And it is this, in these actions of a parish with concern and care for each other, for our neighbors, and indeed the wider world and generations to come, that we do act like those in the early church, persecuted by Saul and others, in that we also hope for a better world than the one that has disease, poverty, violence, war, greed, hatred, and indifference in the news of today. We must not be indifferent or unaware of what is going on in our world, in our neighborhood, in our city, but we should act with love and for justice, together in faith, learning from each other and working together. And we must not despair, for even if we are called to martyrdom like St. Stephen or Dorothy Stang, Oscar Romero, Rutilio Grande, Eta Ford, Jean Donovan, our lives are not in vain if we walk always as children of the light and persevere in the faith as we are called to do at our baptism. For remember that it is the will of God the Father that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and we shall be raised on the last day. Hold on to this truth, and we can bear these trials together in faith, as did our ancestors.